Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and a big Tuesday morning at that. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, beginning at 9 a.m. WAMC will carry live coverage from NPR of the impeachment hearings in the House. Alan, two top national security aides are set to testify today. They listen to President Trump's call with Ukraine. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer at the National Security Council. Jennifer Williams, his counterpart at Vice President Mike Pence's office. Both say they had concerns. Trump spoke on July 25th with the newly elected Ukraine president about political investigations into Joe Biden. It's going to be quite a blockbuster week, including the Ambassador Sondland tomorrow.
That's right. The one that everybody's looking at right now is Sondland, because he is between the devil and the deep blue sea. On the one hand, he had to come clean and say that he had basically lied to Congress. That can put you in jail. So he came back and he changed his recollection of what had happened. Now people say Sondland had been on the phone with the president and that they heard it, and it was all about whether or not the president of Ukraine would do what he wanted in terms of announcing a Biden investigation. And what we are told is he'll do anything he loves your behind, only he didn't say behind. So what we have now is only guesses as to what's been going on all week as Sondland prepares to testify. Will he stick with the story? Will he confirm what people say they heard him say to the president and the president back on the telephone? Or will the pressure be so great that he'll lie again? We know he lied once. Then you have one of the vice president's top advisors. Of course, the vice president is saying, oh, no, she really isn't one of our top advisors. She had her own concerns about this deal, and she's going to be testifying, too. So now you have the spectacle once again of Trump and of Pence turning on the people who are working for them. And all of a sudden they go from somebody who they respect to somebody who they despise. And we've seen this time and again with Trump. Now, once they've established that the president did what we all know he did and asked for a favor to trash Joe Biden, once that's established, what comes next? Is that the only part of the impeachment? Now we have signals from the Judiciary Committee that other things are happening. We are being told that the president may have in fact been guilty of bribery and adding other things to the counts. Remember that when Schiff is done, this whole thing goes from his committee to Jerry Nadler and the Judiciary Committee, and they can add anything they want to do when they report it back out to the House. I doubt they're going to do what the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, doesn't want them to do, but you never know, and especially with a very ambitious guy like Jerry Nadler. So we're going to keep our eye on all of this as we go. In the meantime, speaking of Pence, we're hearing reports, David, that the vice president himself may be replaced, that Trump may be looking for a woman, and it does look like Nikki Haley is angling for the job. We've always known she wanted to be president. In the meantime, the president takes a very suspicious trip to the hospital. We don't know what this is all about, but it is disassembling before our very eyes, and I have a feeling some enterprising reporter will probably figure out what he was doing there. Was it chest pains? What was it? We don't know, but, you know, this is the president of the United States, and I think the population does deserve to know exactly what sent him to that hospital. In the meantime, we have the spectacle of Rudy Giuliani, of all people, now saying the president better not turn on him because he has insurance. Sounds like Giuliani, being who he is, understands that he could be next because nobody is safe from this president being turned on. So this whole thing seems to be disassembling for the president. It does look like he's in real trouble here. In the meantime, he comes on and he now starts talking about maybe it's time for him to testify. Haven't we seen that movie already? We saw it with the Mueller investigation, in which he was saying, yes, I'd like to testify. Yes, I'd like to testify. And he never did, of course. He answered questions, and there's a question now as to whether he perjured himself in the answers he gave to Mueller. Now, the Democrats, who are the impeachment people, are saying, interestingly, that Trump may have perjured himself. And, of course, they want the material from the Mueller report, all the secret material from the Mueller report, the redacted material. And they say, as in Bridge, that our quest trumps any concerns that Mueller may have about keeping that confidential. We need that information, and we're going to get it. So hang on to your hats, folks, because this thing continues to go forward.
Meantime, you had some discussion, we did, and on the panel, about the North Country Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, a Republican, and the Times' Jesse McKinley, who we speak to fairly regularly around here, has written an article about it. Republican star emerged in the impeachment hearings. Democratic donors took notice after Stefanik's role in the impeachment hearings and questioning Marie Yovanovitch. Democratic donors piled on to her challenger, Tedra Cobb, and she raised $1 million fairly quickly.
They both got a lot of money. The Republican loyalists, the president is saying she's a star. The Democrats were infuriated and gave Tedra Cobb $1 million in 2 days, I believe. So it is going to be quite a fight. Now, it is a red district. In other words, it's been drawn to help the Republicans. And whether or not that can be overcome is anybody's business. It's going to be a pretty good indicator of just how unpopular Trump has become, not only among Democrats, but among others, including the folks who are purples, in other words, in the middle. You know, my feeling is that that seat could go Democratic if Trump proves to be as unpopular as I think he is, not only among Democrats, but among Republican rank-and-file voters. Certainly, there's no indication that in the United States Senate, the Republicans are making any changes in their position yet. But if the constituents signal that they are sick and tired of all of this nonsense, there could be a change among the senators, and there's a very, very outside chance that he could be convicted once the impeachment goes forward to a trial. Oh, and one other thing, David. My fingers are getting tired because the Berkshire Ramblers are doing a benefit for Cafe Lino, a great institution in Saratoga, Friday night at 8 o'clock. And I hope all our friends will join us. We'd love to see you.
CafeLina.org.